wanted to get the small businesses borrowing money and get the economy going. But of course, when he was pressed, well, they didn't want the banks to be any dangerous loans. And basically, if you recent article in the Wall Street Journal pointing out that all sorts of new requirements are being put on the banks, the small banks, to make it difficult for them to loan. And of course, the large banks, there are only six of them, they control probably 60% or 70% of the financial assets of the country, and they specifically are not loaning. They've cut back 25% on their loaning. They're loaning to the corporations that are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but the other corporations are not loaning too. They can't borrow money, they can't function, and many of them, of course, either having to cut back or simply, go under. And you must understand that on one hand, they want to get to give you the impression they're doing everything they can to get the economy going. On the other hand, if you don't have money in a fiat money system like this, like we have, if you can't borrow money, you can't get credit, why, the whole structure begins to contract. And that's exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight? Bob, are you there? Oh, there we are. Okay, Bob. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. Well, I forgot to press one of those buttons. There's so many buttons here to press, but under any circumstances, this has been sort of an exciting day for the gold bugs, hasn't it?
Well, yes, it has. You know, you hear the technicians talking about gold and silver being overextended and could have a moderate light correction, but, you know, that's just not happening. And there's a lot of reasons why China has increased their purchases of gold five times what they did the year before, and India continues surprisingly to be heavy buyers during their season, which is now over. They have two holidays, Diwali and another one, and they buy gold as gifts, and of course they're habitual buyers anyway. I think they hold probably 30% of all the gold ever produced, but you have this ongoing physical offtake. You have big questions about what's going on in the markets, such as the COMEX and the LBMA in London, and also there's big questions as to whether GLD and SLV, the exchange-traded funds, have what they say they have, and certainly they don't. And it could be that they're all an accident waiting to happen, perhaps being pushed over the edge by the position of J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Shanghai Bank in the five major lawsuits against them, which are class action, one of which is a RICO lawsuit and by a member of the exchange who's a trader. So there are reasons and strong ones just from what's going on in the exchanges themselves and people's preference to have gold and silver or gold and silver shares other than other things which are depreciating in value. I mean, even the New York Stock Exchange, trading where it's at, if you compare it to 10 years ago, 11,200 is probably maybe 7,500 because of the
inflation. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
And so the return of investment by investors in stocks in general has been, you know, fair to poor. In bonds, it's been fair to poor, even though bonds have performed very well on a price basis versus inflation. They haven't. And anybody who's an economist or an analyst who has any sense throws out the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, which the government produces, because they know it's not true. And it's been going on for a long time. We've been talking about it for years. and everybody else is now catching up. And many companies who are in business, such as the building industry, they relied upon those figures, those statistics from government, and the outcome was that they're in pretty sad shape today because the government didn't tell them the truth. And so you have these things going on, and also you have a battle going on for the last couple of years between the price of gold and the U.S. dollar. And the dollar's already lost hands down. And so gold has become the new international currency. And either the dollar is capable of rebacking their currency with gold, or it's going to fail. And even recently, Mr. Zolnick said, and he's a wired insider, so to speak, we got to have some kind of a unit, perhaps six currencies, backed by gold. And so I think they're coming to the realization that everything they've done over the past 30 years, but even more so the past 22 years in rigging markets, has been all for naught, because they're right back in the same place they started at, only they've got very little gold left and the public has it. And so you have a situation where almost everything you can think of investment-wise is working against currencies, all of them. And that's been proven in the last 10 years when, on an annualized basis, gold, on average, has increased in value 19.6%.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just saying, you know, gold has gone up 19.6% a year, and there's probably no place else you could put your money where it would have gone up. In fact, most places you put your money, it has gone down. But basically, he was talking about Mr. Robert Zolnick. Now, Mr. Robert Zolnick is an ultimate insider. He was a member of the Trilateral Commission. But when you go to work for a key government position, why, of course, you have to drop out of the Trilateral Commission. But he is, of course, currently the president of the World Bank, Bob, Mr. Robert Zolnick?
He certainly is.
All right. So here's the president of the World Bank, a former member of the Trilateral Commission. And they simply go on leave, you know, when they take these key positions. And, of course, basically six of the last eight presidents of the World Bank just happened by chance to come from this little tiny clique of people who really run America and run the Fed and run the corporations and run the major banks. But Robert Zolnick said, you know, we probably should have a basket of currencies backed by gold. Now, that certainly gives you the impression, here's the ultimate insider making that sort of a statement. It means that they're thinking about, we've got to have some sort of a stable monetary system, and after we fleece the people and destroy the value of their pensions and their annuities and their life savings and their bonds and stocks, then we'll start in all over again with a solid currency backed by gold. And they won't even understand that we have simply once again raped the people, as we do repeatedly down through the ages. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, you're right about that, and that's borne out by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and ever since then, we've had nothing but problems, and the rich have gotten richer. They have a license to steal, and it's legal, and it has to be ended, and that's why they do not want the banking fraternity in Wall Street, do not want Ron Paul as chairman of the Financial Services Committee. And that committee is the one that asks questions about what is going on in the Federal Reserve. And I think that people should participate in putting pressure on Washington to to allow Ron Paul to assume that position, which he's totally qualified for.
Well, said in your last book, you actually put out the telephone number from Congressman Boehner. I think he's the one, the head of the Republican Party, the majority leader in the House, and he would be the one, of course, who would make that ultimate decision. Obviously, the big bankers are going to, well, last thing they want is an honest man to be asking questions about what the Federal Reserve is doing, why suddenly we have six major banks that control the majority of the wealth of this country, and they're the ones who are constantly getting help from the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve System. They were the ones that the TARP money was all about. It was all about helping the big banks, not the Main Street, as Henry Paulson had promised us. So you had even put out the telephone number. I don't know whether you have it there, but I think it's
yes, yes, I do.
Well, that you were suggesting everybody call Mr. Boehner and say, you know, do you represent the big banks? Do you represent the American people? I mean, certainly, if you represent the big banks, keep Ron Paul out. But if you represent the American people and you want to save this country, why get Ron Paul in there? Because he'll do a good job.
Well, you're right. And that number is 202-225-6205.
One more time.
That's 202-225-6205.
All right, fine.
And let them know how you feel about that. And he does have to get reelected again. And hopefully we can change his mind and get him to go against the bankers who have already paid him off.
Well, I think it's vitally important. Basically, the American people must understand, well, what Robert Rice said. He was the Secretary of Treasury some years ago, and in 2009, he wrote an article, appeared in U.S. News, in USA Today, and basically said Congress is irrelevant. Congress doesn't run the country. The country is run by the Federal Reserve System. They make the decisions having to do with the economy. The president doesn't have to go to Congress to declare war. I mean, Congress is irrelevant, and that's absolutely true. And people have to understand that we elect our representatives, but of course they certainly are financed in large part by the major banks, and those that aren't financed by the major banks are financed by the lawyers for the major banks, and those who aren't financed by the lawyers and the bankers themselves are financed by the lobbyists for the banks. They're the largest single contributor to the congressional campaigns in this country. Who do you think they listen to? The people who elected them or the people who financed them? And basically, it's just that simple. It's time we took America back, because these people, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, have a different agenda, and their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. So go right ahead, Bob.
Well, you're certainly right about all that, and that is that the very basis of the American problem, and not only America, but the entire world, and I think people are going to find that the only way they're going to solve their problem is to have the powers of the Federal Reserve turned back to the Treasury Department whence they came and were put there in the first place by the U.S. Constitution. And so that's a very important thing, and that's why it's important for Ron Paul to be able to run that committee. And you have Bernard Sanders in the Senate who's gunning for them as well. And
isn't it strange to find that we're in total sympathy with this hardcore socialist, and yet he recognizes the problem, and he's trying to do something about it. He knows these people are working against the American people, and Bernie Sanders is a socialist, but God love him, he's certainly the man who is responsible for at least getting this information out about the Fed, having put out over $3.3 trillion starting in December of 2007. Obviously, they could have saved Bear Stearns, they could have saved Lehman Brothers. They simply turned them over to their friends and the major banks. But what they did was funding not only foreign banks with American money, they were funding Toyota and General Electric and all these corporations, all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, to the tune of $3.3 trillion. And we can thank Bernie Sanders for getting that information, because Ben Bernanke never wanted the American people to know what he'd been doing.
When you're right about that, and I think by the summer, a lot of information is going to be turned over to the public, and they're going to have an even better idea of what the Fed has been doing and what they're up to. And I think that should finally push the Fed over the edge. I think they'll have enough complaints in Congress that people will be in Congress will be forced to finally act. So I think the lifespan on the Fed could very well be coming to an end. But we have to expedite it. And by calling bonus offers, you can accomplish that. I mean, on Friday is an example, from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the lines were full. It took an hour to get through, patiently waiting for a line to open up. And that's been going on again today. And we want to keep it going every day, at least until they decide to give Ron Paul that chairmanship.
And I think there's something the average individual out there can do. I mean, it'll cost at the cost of a telephone call. The number is 202-225-6205. That's 202-265-6205. And it is vitally important that Ron Paul is one of the few people who really understands what's going on and has not been bought and paid for. You know, that he is the chairman of this committee, it would be a unique opportunity to bring the truth out and to get the American people to understand that we have six major banks, that they own the Federal Reserve. It is a privately owned central bank that uses its money. It's not supposed to have any money. It's supposed to turn it all over to the Treasury at the end of the year, but it doesn't do that. It doesn't obey the law. It's above the law. It's lending $3.3 trillion. To foreign banks and foreign corporations and keeping it secret from the American people. And the only reason we know is because Senator Bernie Sanders included that in the Dodd bill that was recently passed, the Dodd financial bill, which incidentally said that the large banks are too big to fail. They get into trouble. J.P. Morgan Chase gets into trouble. You know, they have a $6 billion suit against them for, you know, working with Bernie Madoff to help him with his scam. And they have something like $80 trillion in derivatives. That's 80 trillion, not million, but trillion dollars in derivatives. But don't you worry. The new legislation that they got through said that if any of the banks got into trouble, the American taxpayers will bail them out. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know about you, but it doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy one bit. These people, and I worked on Wall Street for 28 years, and I own my own brokerage firm. And these people are criminals. Criminals in $4,000 suits.
Absolutely. Henry Paulson's an example. He made over half a billion dollars as working at Goldman Sachs. He left his $30 million a year job to become Secretary of the Treasury for $180,000 a year. Oh, what an idealistic man to give up a job that was paying him $30 million a year for a job that only paid $180,000. Why would he do that? Why, he had power, and he was able to then transfer tens of billions of dollars to his friends in the banking industry through AIG, you know, so they could pay their obscene bonuses. I mean, Goldman Sachs paid $12 billion in bonuses to their manchos there, to Henry Paulson's friends. The same thing happened with J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, they funneled $30 or $40 billion through AIG of our money. That's not his money, our money, so they could pay the bonuses. Just pay the bonuses. And ladies and gentlemen, there's something seriously wrong when so many people are hungry in America today. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, I think we've laid the Federal Reserve out pretty well this evening.
All right, fine. What should we go on to next?
Oh, I think we should take a hard.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Ireland, Spain, and Greece, the pig nations should simply default on their debts. Otherwise, of course, what did they do with Greece? Greece had a problem with their debt, so they lent them more money to get out of the problem of debt by making more debt. And he's pointing out that if you do this, these people are going to have to live in impoverished nature for 30 to 50 years. Default on your debt, walk away from it, tell the banks you had no right to lend money to these countries. They knew they couldn't pay it back. And they'll have a depression for 4 or 5 years. They can start building again. If you listen to Ben Bernanke last night, what did Ben Bernanke say? He said, we're going to have a depression for 5 years, or at least probably 4 or 5 years. And I think he's lying. I think he knows it's going to be a lot longer than that, as long as they're doing what they're doing. Instead of letting us have a depression, getting rid of the debt, simply defaulting on all these debts and starting it all over again. Remember, the banks were lending money that didn't exist. It was all made through the fractional reserve system. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Peter calling from Spokane with a question for Bob Chapman. Hi, Peter. Do you have a question or comment? Peter, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I watched the interview last night. You guys apparently saw it as well with Bernanke.
Yeah. What did you think?
Well, I listen to your show a lot. I listen to a lot of alternative radio finance shows, so I've actually educated myself pretty well, and I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on things. But a couple of things, and it was just